SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Switchfoot has a new album. The guys are playing Topgolf in Vegas coming up on Saturday the 9th. We're talking to Tim Foreman from Switchfoot on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. You're hanging out in San Diego today, getting ready for this tour. You got this brand new album. You've had a busy winter.
It's been a good year so far. The year's just getting going, and we launched our album last week, and it debuted at number 6, and it just feels amazing, the support that we've had for the album so far. It's really an amazing feeling to put so much effort into a project, and then you really have no control over whether anyone else is going to like it, you know? And so it's been a great feeling to see the response, that people really get it and are jumping on board. We wouldn't put something out if we didn't love it. So the question isn't whether we love it, but you never know if anyone else is going to get it, you know?
So you're playing Topgolf coming up next Saturday. Are you a golfer? Or are you more of a video game guy? I mean, like, I like golf when I can just hit something, but I don't actually like sitting there for 18 holes. But I like the gaming part of what Topgolf does.
You know what? I am neither a golfer nor a gamer. Things that begin with G, although I do like guitar. So maybe that's... Fortunately, that's what I'm going to be there to do, is play music. So, but golfing and gaming never really had the appeal that surfing does for me. So that's kind of my escape.
Give me some water. Give me some sand. Give me some sunshine, right?
Yep.
It's kind of fun because they have like the little computer chips and the golf balls. And when you hit them, it tells exactly how far it went, or in my case, didn't go.
Yeah, I'm one of those frustrated golfers that the more I play, the worse I get. So I've decided that, you know, the less I play, I'll probably be at the top of my game by the time I show up, because I haven't played in years.
So God speaks to us in so many different ways, and music's definitely one of those. How's God spoken to you through music over the years? It made you say, you know, I want to do a band, and I think we could actually do this full-time as you were teenagers.
Honestly, the thought of being able to do music full-time was never a thought as a teenager. That just did not seem possible. It wasn't even a consideration. So I'm really thankful for the gift that music has been for us, you know, to be able to play songs that we really believe in, songs that mean a great deal to us, that have stories behind them, and that we can take these stories out on tour around the world and connect with people through music that we would have never met before.
It's been interesting how these last couple of years have just had a lot of division, you know, even in our own communities where we all love each other, but you find like anger and hatred seem to almost be louder than the love that's pouring out. But that's one of the themes behind Native Tongue.
That's right. The concept behind Native Tongue is the idea that, what if we forgot what our real native language is? That when we come into this world, regardless of how good or bad our parents were, there was someone that birthed us, someone that clothed us, someone that changed us in the middle of the night and fed us. And those are the acts and the language of love. And that is at our very earliest stage. That is the first language that we learned to listen to and to speak. And then somewhere along the road, I think we learn second and third languages of hatred and fear and division. And so this is an album about acknowledging the common language that we all came into this world with, and that's the language of love.
It's interesting that you bring up love and fear on polar ends of the spectrum, because I think a lot of times, yeah, fear does get in the way of how we see people and how their heart comes through. It's not just the hatred, but the fear creeps in.
Yeah, and perfect love drives out fear, you know, that they are on polar opposites.
Yeah, Jesus said, if you love one another, then everyone will know that you're my disciples from your love.
That's right. And what does that look like? You know, I think it has a lot more to do with caring for the lonely and the sick than it does have to do with looking at our phones and going about our busy lives.
We're talking to Tim Foreman from Switchfoot on SOS Radio. Native Tongue just released, and this is your first album since Switchfoot took sort of a hiatus for a while. How did God speak to you through that time, Tim?
We were talking about it as a band the other day, and our guitar player Drew said it really well. He painted the picture of a boat that's been going really fast. In our case, 22 years. I've been doing this since I was in high school. And then when you suddenly stop the boat, the wake that's behind the boat overwhelms the back of the boat. You know, there's all this stuff behind you you're moving too fast to notice it. The moment you push pause and stop, it catches up to you. And so that's a lot of what this year was about. It was really good for us to really take time to put roots into our community in a way that we haven't been able to as a touring band, and to care for our families in a different way than living out of suitcases as a family and traveling around the world. So it's been a good season. And musically, we were pleasantly, I think, surprised by just how important music is to us, regardless of if it's done for a purpose of an album or a paycheck or anything. We felt like my brother and I, John, we had these songs that were just chasing us down in the most beautiful way possible. And we started sneaking into the studio individually and then eventually together to write music for no other reason than the joy that it brings us. And that's kind of how we fell into this project.
So how did you find music just sort of influencing you when you're saying, I'm not going to do this full time during this season? You said kind of kept creeping back in. And it's like part of the soul. It's part of your identity, or at least it was. But how was that influencing you during that season of quiet?
Motives are such an important part of who we are and what we do. And I think a lot of times we're blind to the why we do it, you know? But we can't separate that. And so I think for me to acknowledge that music is this beautiful gift with tremendous freedom and exploration, regardless of if it's my job or not, that was an important moment for me, you know, and it kind of brought back an innocence and a freedom to just enjoy that part of God's character and, you know, that part of myself that he's given to me, and appreciate it on kind of just a pure level and revel in that.
Now, there's so many voices in our culture right now that are telling our kids anything and everything other than what we as parents are trying to speak to them. But as you've been thinking about identity and you've been thinking about motives, what have you been trying to instill in your kids?
Parenting is the most humbling job in the world. The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know anything. So I will always be hesitant to give parenting advice, but I'm a student and I'm learning a ton, and that excites me. I'm excited by how much I'm learning, and mostly from them. You know, they teach me more than I'm teaching them, and it's great to see them develop. My son's 13, my daughter's 9, and they are into all forms of art. They're into the ocean, and they explore these things from such a pure level. There's very little attachments to the why they do these things. You know, it's just because they bring them joy, and I love kind of seeing the world through their eyes.
We're talking to Tim Foreman from Switchfoot on SWS Radio today, Native Tongue, their latest album just released. And they're actually going to be coming through Topgolf and playing right there in Las Vegas on Saturday the 9th. Tim, a lot of people don't realize that you have a real art influence in Switchfoot's music. You do a lot behind the scenes in addition to just playing bass, but doing the art directions, working with the graphics or the designers that are doing things, maybe even designing some of the things yourself. But tell me about the artwork on this new album. It's interesting. It's like a half of a face, and it's kind of like melted, moved over the side. I can't even describe it. But
yeah, we wanted an image that could unify us. It could remind us of our childhood, of our youth. And, you know, we wanted it to be focused on the voice. And so we were drawn to the concept of that image, which the final image is actually our keyboard player, Jerome. It's his son, Parker. We're drawn to the concept of that image, of a unifying image that focuses on the voice.
Obviously, growing up in a band that's had a lot of success, both on the Christian side and on the mainstream side, you get to play churches, you get to play clubs, you get to play arenas, you get to play Topgolf, but you get a lot of people speaking into identity, to speaking into who you could be or who they think you could be. How have you learned to discern between all the different voices to find the true voices that you really want to hone in on the truth?
Well, I think an important first step is being okay with being misunderstood. It's okay to be misunderstood. It's okay for people to not get it. Jesus was one of the most misunderstood people to ever walk the face of the earth. And that gives me a lot of hope for myself. These songs, they are here for a purpose. And that isn't for everyone, but it is certainly serving a purpose for the people that it does serve. And to start from that kind of humble perspective of, hey, the goal is not actually to be liked. The goal is to sing honest songs of truth and hope. And I think we can do that. Like, I know we can. Regardless of whether someone else is going to get that or not, that's beyond my control. And what we've learned through the years is the more honest and true we can be through the songs that have been given to us, the more personal and vulnerable the songs, the more universal they become. Because these songs of hope and fear and faith and doubt that feel so personal to me at 2 a.m, those are the ones that everyone relates to, because we've all felt that way.
I like what you said about being okay with being misunderstood. It's like everybody wants to label us. Oh, you're this kind of band. Or you're that kind of band. Or you write songs about this, or your lyrics mean that. But nobody really goes back to listen to the lyrics first before they make a, if they've already made a label, right?
That's right. As an artist, you're constantly trying to stay out of boxes. I think for us, the reason why we're less inclined to be put into a box is because boxes are exclusive. They allow certain people in and they kick others out. For me, one of my favorite things about music is the inclusive nature of it, that regardless of where you're coming from, what your background is, what your beliefs are, what your day was like, we can all meet in the same room and sing the same songs and leave, hopefully, changed. So it's the unifying power of that we can sing in spite of our differences. And boxes are all about differences and focusing on the differences. I'd rather focus on our commonality.
We're talking to Tim Foreman from Switchfoot today at SWS Radio, and you're based out of San Diego. You and your brothers have a studio there. Like to serve in your city and go out surfing or close to the beach, but each summer you and your bandmates put on the Switchfoot Bro-Am as a way just to give back to your community.
That's right. Las Vegas, you're invited. Come on out. 6 hours away. It's our favorite day of the year. We put on a big party on the beach in our hometown, and it's a surf contest. A lot of our favorite pro surfers show up and eat. There's a concert on the beach, and we've had a lot of our favorite bands perform as well, and I just can't believe how big it's become. You know, it's one of the largest single-day music festivals in Southern California right now, and it's a free event, and we've been able to raise $2 million for at-risk kids through the event, and which is coming up on its 15th year. And it's really the kind of thing that, you know, we can't even take credit for it. This community and the global community, people flying from all over the world to support this. It's really kind of a dream come true to see how many people have caught the vision and have jumped on board.
So why do you think it's grown so much so quickly, Tim?
It's a simple concept at its core. It's taking a look at the needs of youth in our community of San Diego and addressing those needs through our favorite charity organizations that are already doing that work day in and day out, shining a spotlight on those organizations and rallying awareness and support for their causes.
And I love it. You just get dirty and you just say, you know what? These are some of the challenges in our city. And as a community, we can tackle these. We can be the solution. We can be the church. We can be the hands and feet. Let's do something.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the whole concept was really birthed on a flight home from Australia. We had just played the MTV Music Awards over there, and we had been touring nonstop and feeling a bit spread thin and disconnected and wishing there was a way to really give back in a tangible way in our own community. And we've been having so many conversations with press about the anomaly that we are, which is a band of Christians that play rock and roll. You know, people are very confused by that and how it works. And we were like, you know, there's so much baggage associated with that and people's past hurts with the church. What we'd really love to do is show them, rather than talking about what it means to be a Christian, let's just show what a Christian does. Well, what does a Christian do? Well, I guess he takes care of the people who are lonely and disenfranchised and hungry. And what if we could do that? And that kind of was the seed that started the whole thing.
I love it. We're talking with Tim Foreman from Switchfoot on SWS Radio. And Native Tongue just released, and you're actually going to be coming through over at Top Golf on Saturday the 9th. This is going to be fun.
That's right. It's going to be like a little preview show for the tour, which kicks off just a few days later. So this is actually our first show since the album's come out where we get to, for the first time, kind of try out these new songs. It's going to be a lot of first-time performances. of these songs, and so we're really excited about it.
I love it. Well, I'll see you there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.